We have in this week's parasha the whole arifus, korach v'adosoi, things that don't make sense to us and that are beyond us, such strange maisim. They come to argue on Moshe Rabbeinu, and then the gvalde go'inish. Aber the Torah is ma'irich with a za'ar richus. Is a vada that has a shaykhus to us for all the doors. Out of all the strange things in this week's parasha, maybe I would pick the strangest scene that Chazal brings down is the 250 chashuvim, nesiim, anoshim gedolim who schlepped along with Korach. And Chazal bring down the Medrash Rabbah on the parasha a crazy picture. They came, they said, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Beseder, we'll see who HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. We'll bring the machtos, and everybody will give Tanu Ba'Neish, and we'll see what will be. Says in the Medrash that Moshe Rabbeinu told them, Herzog Tzu, only one guy is going to be the Kohen Gadol. The rest of you are going to avudim, are going to get killed. So, look at this crazy, it looks like a cartoon almost. You have 250 people. But Moshe Rabbeinu told Chazak too, we're going to go do the deal. We're going to go see. But only one's going to be. That can be all Kehanim. There's one HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says in the Medrash. There's one Torah, there's one HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's one Kohen Gadol. So you should know, you're taking a risk. You're taking a gamble. Only one of you is going to be the Kohen Gadol. The rest of you are going to die. What would we do in a Zamatzah? This ain't it. You started up with Moshe Rabbeinu already. And you're ready. You're playing for high stakes. But Moshe Rabbeinu says, okay, we're going to go ahead and check who's who, but these are the rules of the game. One guy is going to make it, and the rest of you are avudim. They all fell too. They all put down money. What's up, shop, by the way? We're not talking about the crazy people. We're not talking about shitkes, the people. The Torah says, yet the ain't no command, he's going to be the Kohen Gadol. Oh, and not the shot that every guy meant he was going to be the Kohen Gadol. That's not enough. He was zikr. Others, what are you crazy? You're playing around with Moshe Rabbeinu. They didn't argue on the rules of the game that Moshe Rabbeinu said we're going to do now. Listen to this scene here. There are people that stood at Har Sinai. They saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu talk to Moshe Rabbeinu. They come with this whole business. And 250 guys, each of them are zichra that I'm the one who's going to be. Me. No risk. And here I said, 250 guys, look at the picture. 250, it's like the people, never people are gambling addicts. They've lost already $1 million. They've lost the house, the wife, and their kids. Over there, not the suffix that now they're going to win. They're zichra. So you have 250 gedolei oilam, and each one zichra. Now there was one person in Klal Yisrael who copped this whole thing. Who was that? The wife of Oyman Pelas. Says the Gemara, what did the wife of Oyman Pelas tell him? She sent him a very simple manashach, which makes a lot of sense. She said to him, Oyin, as a clue, where are you going? She said, wait a minute. She said to him, Gemara says in Sanhedrin, he said to Pesach 2, Haloi, no matter who wins, you're going to be the second guy in charge. Either going to be the second of Aaron, or you're going to be the second of Korach. So what's the difference with your Talmud of? Oh, makes sense, yeah? So he stayed at home. She already died. But she said a simple monoshah. She said a simple thing. That, like, where are you running exactly? You're anyway not going to be. So understand, she understood it. She was a simple lady. She made a big time into all the Dairis, yeah? And these 250 Nesiim and Gdeilei Oilam Gdeilei Ador couldn't cop a simple thing that not everyone's going to be. It looks like they're crazy. They're lunatics. The emphasis is that there's a huge steer in the whole parasha. On one hand, everything in this parasha is overblown. Everything's in the biggest way possible. Mega. The einish they got for it was Bri Asha Yiv Hashem. Regular einish wasn't for them. How's that einish? we find that Avera was a Zash Vera Avera, that the famous Gemara says that 2,000 years after they did the Avera of Korach, state in the Gemara, they didn't have a tikkun yet. The Gemara says in Babasha, the Fayin Dalid, Rabbi Barachona, that the Arab took him to see the smoke coming out of the ground, and he put his ear and he heard Moshe Emes with Taras Emes, and they were still yelling. That means they didn't get a tikkun yet, they were still in Gehenna. You're talking about thousands of years later, about 2,000 years later. So we're talking here about we don't find it by any other chet. We don't find it by any other chet as Azazach that after 2,000 years in Gehenna the smoke was coming out, so there's no tikkun. So we're talking here about an enormous chet, which we don't have our struggle with the chet was. That's not what I want to talk about today. That's a different topic. Why was there such a big chet? I'll just say beremez, which is not our topic for today. Vaistoi is somebody who messes with Amunas Chachomim, which is the Messiah of door to door, there's nothing like it. Doshteto, somebody who messes with Amunas Chachomim, with the Messiah of door to door, there's no tikkun. There's tikkun for everything else, for Allah Averis, for all the Seres Adibris, yeah? Oh, but you mess with the Messiah of Moshe Kibbutz Torah Messina and you shake the authority of Amunas Chachomim of the Messiah, there's no tikkun for something. They state the Agam. But we're seeing enormous things over here, things out of the ordinary, mitzad the oynish, the nature of the oynish, the length of the oynish. And mitzad sheni, we see, the Baalei Musar make a gevaldig diuk. Rabbi Ruchim, others, it says in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, kol machlokes, shehu l'shem shemayim, seifu l'skayim. Kol machlokes, shehu l'shem shemayim. What's the example of l'shem shemayim? Hillel v'shamay. What's the example of l'shem shemayim? So all the Baalei Musar ask, Mamash, everybody speaks about it. Whatever mashal was that for the machlokes? The problem of Korach was that it was shaloi l'shem shemayim. They're a bunch of mushchosim. They came to destroy Klai Yisrael. They came. They were running after COVID. That's called machlokes. Shaloi l'shem shemayim. And if you want to know what the chilek between Hillel and Shammai and Korach v'Adosai is, they were l'shem shemayim and they weren't l'shem shemayim. That's the chilek. that's the dogma for machlokes shaloi l'shem shemayim. No mushchosim finished. Shteit anishtasei. Data, as you all know, that Korach was Minaisei Aaron. Korach was a Choshev Yid. He was a Novi. He had Ruach HaKodesh. It says, Ma Roa, Korach, Ma Roa, Tipshu Zeh, he saw Shmuel HaNovi coming out of him, says in Chazal. So Korach had Ruach HaKodesh. He was a Novi. He was an Odom Godel. He was Minaisei Aaron. He had tremendous Koichus. And the Nesiim that were with him also had tremendous Koichus. No, the pshat is, so what, there's a stira here. We're talking about a person who's Adam Gobel, a person who has Ruach HaKodesh, a person who the potential of his machlaikis with Moshe Rabbeinu was on a level of Hillel v'Shammai. And yet we see the other side, well, the other side, a catastrophe, a disaster, something which can't be nitin l'tikun, azat einish. Two gewaldike extremes. The answer to the stira, to the contradiction and the gap, is that he had bermidas. He had kinna. Is the pshat is that if you would have asked Korach v'Adosai, why are you fighting with Moshe Rabbeinu? He would have said, because I'm a Kanan, I'll Tzofon, I want to be the Nosi Chas Hashem. I have a Rai, by the way. There's a Rai Muchachas. If they would have even had a 1% Sofik, if they would have been in touch with themselves on a 1% level, that they're Shalei L'Shem Shemayim, nobody wants to die. They wouldn't have gone with the machlis. We know ourselves, and when we always know that we're choshish on ourselves, that we're not 100% beseder, we don't go ahead and advertise it. The pshat is seitan neir de gazach. From the fact that they went ahead and gave him the machlis, that means they were 100% convinced that they're beseder. They're 100% convinced that they had a shifa for ruchnias. They also wanted to be the nasi. They also wanted to have a kirva takodesh baruch hu, and that's why Chazal compared to machlekes v'sham be'silo. It was very close to machlekes v'sham be'silo. There was an emes sheif over here, and they were talking about people that had gevaldig kodesh ha'nefesh, and people that had ruach ha'kodesh, and people who saw kodesh baruch hu per adaber boiv in Har Sinai, and people on gevaldig adargo. Minoisei aron shtal zichvor. He carried the aron habris. Is the pshat is he had a shifas and he had an etiyat ruchnius and he wanted kirva, and all that was combined with people who were nuclear weapons, people who were gedigli oilam, and a little bit of kinnah a little bit of kina took the nuclear weapons from a power plant and blew up the world. It means you're talking about mega koiches, enormous forces inside a person, and one little mida that went a little bit wrong, the whole thing blew up in a way which we don't find anywhere in the Torah Azazah. And Faker, that's the answer to the stira. The blow up that we see over here with Azam Mishunah de Goinish, with Azat Tikun, is because of the Kasha, because of the Koiches that they had, because of the forces that they had, because of the potential for the relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they had. The bigger the potential, if you take nuclear weapons and you use them the wrong way, what do you have? You have a Korban. It's Pum Faker, it's because he was a Navi, and because he was Minayse Aaron, and because he had the Yechailis to get to the level of Hillel Shammai, and he took that and he used it. He didn't even feel it, by the way. That's how edel that was. They didn't feel it. But there was something subconsciously which was diverting these enormous energy, this enormous koichas, this enormous potential, and it was diverting in the other way. And that made Azah Chorban, that the echoes of the Chorban, Rabba Bar Bachana still heard. That's the koichas of Amida. That's what the Gemara says. Ein vein gehenim l'gan eden el chut ha-saira. What's the chut ha-saira? The chut ha-saira is that a person has enormous forces. A person has koichas ha-nefesh. A person has a kirvat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And with one twist of the steering wheel, one taivala, one kinala, a person doesn't even know it. A person can make a korban out of himself besides making a korban out of the world. That's the answer to this scene that we have over here, that we have 250 people machiz dechnarish. And Ishtay Shalom and Pelas, the Pasha, the lady, understood that she told her, what are you making yourself crazy for? You're not anywhere going to be. Is what did the Nisiyah not understand that she understood? The Tarif is not a kasha. Although every day that we do Averis, and every day we do something wrong, and every day we give in to a Yetzer Hara, we're not tipshim. We don't know that nothing's going to come of it. We don't know that we're going to get burned. We don't know. Moshe Rabbeinu told them, Avudim, you're going to get lost. It's the first time you're doing it. It's the 100th time you're doing it. Although everything we do is without logic. Every Aver we do is without logic. There's no logic to it. No, the word is, that's the koyach of midas. That's the koyach of midas. The koyach of midas, if a person doesn't fix it, that's how deep it goes. That's how it creaks around into a person, that it can take a person who's minayse aron, who has ruach hakodesh, who's a navi, and somehow convince him that all of us are going to be kohanim gadolim, and force him to do something which is be'etzem physical and ruchni is like a suicide for him. That's the koyach, the awesome koyach of midas. That means it's the awesome koyach of midas that it can take powers like that of koyach v'adosoi and divert it to the wrong thing, and to make a za explosion, to make a za chorban, to make a za disaster. That's the koyach of a midas. By the way, we might not have the koyaches of koyach, but the midas we have. We might not have his gevaldik koyaches. We don't have ruach hakodesh. I can only speak for myself. I'm talking for you. We don't have his koiches. We also don't have his chesroinus, by the way. We don't have the yecharlis to make his achorban that he made, because the moshul is the same moshul. If a person doesn't fix his midas, so he looks like a fool. That's how we look. It's this parish is looking in the mirror. The 250 Gedele Olam went ahead and gambled their Olam Haba away. Elam Hazim and Mela, it's temporary anyway. But they went ahead and they gambled their Elam Haba away. That's how we look. That's how we look. Whenever we do something wrong, and whenever we make a mistake, we're gambling. Because if we would live with the Hakara that we're gambling, we wouldn't do it. Nor we're convinced like the gambler that we're going to win. How does it come that sensible people like ourselves make a zash, those make a zash mistake? We can design. How could it be? That's the koyach of the midas. The koyach of the midas has the koyach to blind a person completely. Completely. That a person is convinced. And by the way, this experience that we're seeing in the parasha is something that we go through every day. Every time we're not makbid, every time a person doesn't daven properly, every time a person doesn't learn properly, It's all with terutzim that we're convinced. We don't do averus lahedja, by the way. We don't do averus amazim. We don't do averus amazim because we want to do the right thing. We're convinced that it's the seder. We're convinced that it's the seder. And the reason why we have the ability to fool ourselves is because we don't work on mitzvahs. We don't work on kinna. We don't work on gaiva. We don't work on kovet. We let the things run by themselves. And when we let them run by themselves, it looks like this parsha. This is how it looks. So this parsha is it's a blow up. It's a big blow up. This tremendous kaitis that we started with tremendous churbonis that we started with. Oh, but the tipshus is the same tipshus. The same stupidity. It's the same narishkeit. It's the same putting $1 million down on the table and gambling our olam haba because we say it's the seder. Most of the times we're even stupider than the people in Kairach because we know in the back of our mind that we're gambling. And we know in the back of our mind it's narishkeit. The ability of ourselves, what are we, crazy? That's the Kairach of Midas. Mida toiva meruba. The kaychas and nefesh that a person has, we see in this week's parsha, are enormous and unending and infinite. Madoch, a person in his kaychas hara, in his midas rois, has the kaych to shake the foundations of the world, meaning shaking his own foundations, at kidei to a point that we look like a cartoon. Midas toivim ruba 100 times or more. The midas toivis that a person has, and the kaychas and nefesh, when a person chooses good, we don't appreciate the reshim of our meisim. So you should know that the same way that when a person allows kinna to run his life, he can get to a matziv that he has a reshim that lasts for 2,000 years. When a person chooses the right thing, a person's going down the street, and he chooses to be mizdabik in HaKadosh Baruch Hu rather to be mizdabik in the street. A person's in a matzav where he has an opportunity to hurt somebody, and he controls himself because he understands that he's not the center of the universe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. A person has the opportunity to look for COVID, to get COVID, and he controls himself because he understands that his role in the Bria is to be mizbata HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is covered. One time, one maisa. The Roshim in the Olam HaZeh Yoinim is for 10,000 years, not for 2 years, 2,000 years. For one Maisa, for one story, for one slip of the tongue, for one missing. I always say over, I submit to say over every year. We see this in this week's parasha also. It says that the B'nai Korach were in the hole already. B'nai Korach play a major role in Tehillim. They made it to Rosh Hashanah. Right, before Tchias, they only come back from Kiddush. After Kiddush they made it. Yeah? And they was able to concentrate what they said. Who are B'nai Korach? B'nai Korach were in the ground. Can you imagine your matzav in Ruchnias? The ground opened up and you're in the ground. Now here's a bigger cartoon. The B'nai Korach, it says, Rochash, Rochash Libam. They couldn't even talk anymore. They had a hearer halev that Moshe Emes v'Torah Emes. They pulled out. Who came from them? Shmuel, Moshe v'Aaron b'Kohanov, Shmuel b'Kari Shemoi was equal. With what? With a rachash alev. They couldn't talk anymore. They were already paralyzed. She told before, close your eyes and imagine. Bria Yivra Hashem falls on the earth, swallows up, and you're there down there with Korach, Vadosoi, Oinim and Pelos is home with his wife, Akul Gafoi, and you're down there in the earth. It wasn't pleasant. So now look at the cartoon. Mitzad Echad, with a kleina maiz of Rochash Libam, with a kleina maiz of, they say to themselves 2,000 years again. 2,000 years again is a long time. It's like 2,000 years, the air conditioning breaks in Beis Medrash. So after an hour, the oilam is already fried. 2,000 years of that. And a little bit hotter. And it's a Ruchnis the Gehit. With Rochash, Rochash Libam, with a kleina Hargosha, just a kleina Hargosha. A kleina Hargosha, you know something? After Fort Moshe Rabbeinu is right. Lamanatech, Livnei Kairach Mizmar. Yeah, and I said, from what? From nothing. But what's even more funny is, but the other ones are sitting in the ground. Moshe Rabbeinu said the ground's going to open up. The 250 guys already, Meister's Chab, they're not going to be Kohanim Gedolim anymore, right? The ground opens up, you're sitting in the ground. They're sticking to their guns. They're Balashita. The ground already opened up under them. They're sitting in the ground. And only B'nai Korach was Rochash, Rochash Zivim. It looks like a cartoon, the whole story. No? That's the Korach Abidus. That's how narish a person on one side can make himself narish. And yet on the other side, with Rochash, Rochash Zivim, with a kleina his oiros, with a kleina thing, a person could save himself from 2,000. You're walking down the street, and you're about to look at something you shouldn't look. You go home, and you see something you shouldn't see. You hear something you shouldn't hear. The guy tells himself, you know, the guy gives a crack. Not for me. That's it. You're already misukin. You're already lifted up. You already saved yourself 2,000 years of Gehenim. Meet the Tovim Ruba is much more than that. So the parsha is a parsha of extreme opposites. Of the koyach, how with a little bit of a left turn, of a subconscious kinna, what effect it has on a person. Of a Meet the Tovim Ruba. How with a klein his iris, a subconscious his iris, a barely heard his iris. It's zelu mazeh. It can't be that a little bit of kinna creates 2,000 years of Gehenim, and a little bit of iris doesn't. It's zelu mazeh. And the koyach hanefesh that everybody has to lift themselves out of the pit that we're in, and the midas that we're in, it all takes a little bit of iris. That means the B'nai Korach were in the same mess, with the same kinna, with the same nuclear power kinna that was able to make a world horror. And they were able to misaken it with a little bit of Isairus, with a little bit. I mean, we're scared of these things. We talk about fixing kinder, fixing COVID, fixing time. The person says to himself, "Veres, what can I plan shan already? What can I do already?" State nish to say. State, pay attention to it with a little bit of Isairus. Moshe Emes, I want to be better. I understand I need to be better. That's enough. That already, have all the time Messiah, so the Moshe takes care of it already. And everybody will see in the most difficult battles that you have, that we have. Every time you make a little bit of an effort, every time you ma'ir yourself to a little bit of just whisper, Moshe Emes HaKadosh Baruch Hu always, 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 always answers.